Okay, discussion of that motion.
Yes. How will we fit the kiosk, and how will the people be standing out of the rain if we do that on that outside wall? Because the roof doesn't overhang.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
4 or 5 feet there.
It's inside.
And the kiosk can be in that wall outside. It's no problem.
Just tape them to all the windows.
There you go.
Are you saying
a lot of glass to clean? A lot of glass to clean. We don't have the staff to do that.
Are you saying this roof overhang on this wall extends far enough out where you're going to be able to put that? Because I don't see it.
It is either a 2 or 3 foot extension. If you look at the lines of the concrete brick on the bottom, there's 5 segments.
Yours is a good one, Kristen.
And it looks like the overhang comes out. Or the far wall comes out 2 extra segments with the overhang coming out half that distance.
Yeah,
so you're looking at
2 or 3 feet for someone to stand. I mean, your shoulders are almost 2 feet, you know, so it's not going to be enough.
You could also put it on the brick wall that would be the backside under the F and R.
Which would be a lot harder to do into a brick wall and more expensive to add it. And then we're going to have double glass doors, the other doors. Then you have to have construction to remove the other doors, which you're not accounting for.
There's a lot of assumptions being made here. I find it interesting.
Well,
so there is a motion on the floor. Alderman Nelson, you were waggling your hand. Okay, any other discussion? Let's try it. All those in favor of the motions? Well, let's just do a roll call.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
Motion dies due to lack of a majority. Is there another motion? I'm not voting, guys. You can do this all night.
So, discussion here on this. Is there any particular reason why we have to have the enclosed entry vestibule when the other one, we already have an enclosed entry vestibule right now, and it would be an upgraded look to the door? Could you possibly go along with just having an upgraded look to the door and still using the existing vestibule? Because we don't know what the current construction beyond this wall and the extra cost will be, and that's what my concern is. Since we're adding the cost of the kiosk when we're adding the mailbox issue, and if we have to add possibly taking down another wall, I'm concerned about going higher than we should. So that's why I was going with the other one. I think it takes care of all the air conditioning roof problems, takes care of the wood fascia, takes care of
the safety stuff in the building.
Right. And I think that would be money better spent for that if we're going to spend an extra $300,000. So I would rather see it go toward the safety and security. Which
you got $600,000 going to safety and security. Separate $600,000. So, you know, we've been talking about moving on, but you know what? There's no motion, so here we are. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
Okay, I'll make a motion.
That is?
I'll make a motion for... Alderman Barber, did your motion have alternative one in it?
He just said alternative two.
Mark, as it's written, is that...
I think it was two.
No, Alderman Nelson or Barber's motion included the enclosed vestibule.
I know, but I'm asking if his motion included alternative one, which is the canopy over the 3 additional doors.
Yes, it did.
Okay. So that's something we agree on. At least Alderman Barber and I agree on that. Did his motion include the 3rd-year roof upgrade? I believe the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's something we can agree on.
You're working towards a yes here, Kristen.
The alternative 7 and 8 landscaping, did Alderman Bowers include that?
Yes.
Okay, so we have consensus, at least between Alderman Barber and I, for that. Now the only other thing is, do we spend the extra money for alternative 3 versus alternative 2? I guess I'll leave that to all of Barbara. I'd like to see that.
The air ones are all in. So between you two,
yeah, you know, honestly, Kristen, you were the no vote, so you know it's really up to you.
It's up to you.
I like the new enhanced enclosed entryway because I think it's going to add some brightness as well as some weather protection, and that it moves people out further away from that dark little corner that's being built there. So it would add some brightness to it. It would add some dimension to it. And aesthetically, I think I like that better. But it's also bringing people further out to be seen and protected at the same time. That's why I'm going with that.
Just pure chintzy. It just looks like we struggled to be creative. Is what it looks like.
I see a bunch of glass maintenance.
I know glass maintenance, Chris. I'm listening.
Yeah, I
can't go that route.
It's going to be bulletproof, though.
Yeah, right. And I still don't have any clarification if it's going to be door. And another double door, and then because we're adding a vestibule.
I'm fairly sure the interior door, interior doors are removed.
Our building inspector
is
not allowed through your door.
You think that looks good? You really?
I think it looks better.
Oh, God.
In this dark corner that the dogs are
in. But if we do that, if we do that option, then we have to have handicap option added to that door. And then if we're removing the existing handicap...
They've addressed all of that in these budget numbers.
Right. So I'm saying...
Why do you think there would be a second door?
We would have to change that as well.
There will be.
Why do you think it's there?
Energy.
The maintenance. A lot of Windex they spend.
There has to be.
I can see how well we take care of some of the maintenance. So it's hypothetical
that they're going to have to spend more and remove stuff.
All right. Alderman Wilhelm, are you ready to
cave?
Compromise?
You ready to cave? You ready to cave?
Is there a motion?
No, I'm going to make the mayor break that.
That ain't going to happen, so we'll sit here all night. All
right.
And we've done that before.
Okay.
I mean, you guys, seriously, you think that's worth $185,000? That's basically saying I really didn't want to spend the money to do this right, so I'm going to look like I did something. I mean, seriously, you call your residents, you tell, actually, you're on Facebook quite a bit, Alderman Barber. You just posted a new little sign with a new city logo and a flag and your name, District 5. Why don't you put this picture on Facebook and say, is this difference worth $185,000? Get feedback. Let's table this for 2 weeks and go on there and get feedback. Actually, put it on Facebook, walk the 4th of July parade, and see what people say to you.
Let's do one lecture at a time.
That's a good idea. Let's table.
I'll make a motion to table for 2 weeks and let people have eggs thrown at them in the parade because that's garbage.
We've got a leaking roof and an HVAC problem.
It's not going to rain anymore.
And we won't have any heat either. You know, we won't have any air conditioning.
Okay, this is getting out of control again.
There's a motion on the floor.
There's a motion on the floor to table. Is there a second to that motion?
Make
a freaking decision. Alderman Taylor made a motion that has not been seconded. Drag on the table.
Oh, my God.
Tabling it would interfere with the construction timetable that's built in.
It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. If you really think that's good, then I'm not going to move forward. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to save the taxpayers some money here, and you guys want to blow it.
You're voting no anyway.
I know.
So
that's
you're voting no on
everyone. All right. Motion to table. All those in favor.
This is a joke.
I withdraw my motion.
You're a serious person here? You
both. All right.
I am serious.
You're not.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Alderman Wilhelm, since you were the outside no vote, what's your motion?
I already made my motion. I think it takes care of the problem. It doesn't throw too much money at it.
Yep, exactly.
And we can move forward, and I just am not into having all the...
And I'll second that motion.
Wow. Okay. You go back to the first one?
Yep.
No, there you go.
So do we know what the first one was?
Yes.
Mark and I, no.
I have them all checked off here. So
yeah.
Still in the picture.
I do.
Okay. The motion is to do what we voted down before.
No, there's just no second to it. Now there will be a second. Mm-hmm. You didn't get a second. No, you didn't get a second the last time.
Correct.
Fiscally responsible. Unlike this guy.
Second again.
Okay.
Not appropriate.
Mr. Liberta, and then the
all-time neighbors.
Well, I just...
If
I'm going to put this on Facebook in 10
if the goal is to resolve,
folks.
If the goal is to resolve our maintenance issue,
ladies.
If the goal is to resolve the primary maintenance issues,
and not threaten all the aldermen.
This motion does that in about the closest way just to a pure maintenance project that we've considered. You know, we've looked at higher things and proposed them, ended up not bidding them out. So if the goal is to, within the budget, do those maintenance things that addresses the HVAC, the roof, and the siding, then the motion is the way to do it, because absent that, we don't have another option. We'd have to rebid the project just to eliminate these two little pieces.
And wasn't that the direction? Take care of the problem?
Right.
With options is what the direction was.
Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. I'm sorry.
I understand the motion, and as seconded, includes what was stated earlier as the motion and adds, based upon the information received during further discussion of other alternatives.
It's a question.
I don't know what that means.
Means it's getting
so you make the same motion.
Because it failed the first time. It's allowing you to make the motion. Alderman Wilhelm.
I just have a question. If this option fails to pass, where are we at with being able to do this and move forward to get this done as far as that particular option?
It's a fine art of compromise, isn't it? Mr. Mulberta.
On Jesse's point, one of those other pieces of information answers Alderman Taylor's question about the magic that gets it right to the budget.
Yeah.
And that is on page 327, four lines from the bottom, there's direct city cost of staging and miscellaneous. So that $14,980, because I need to rent carts to move employees around, there's parts not included in their budget that we have to do. And we've given Bob and I some small amount of money, which I assume for each of those small things,
we'll
I won't
to
have to come back to the Common Council, but we'll pay for the publishing of the notice out of that and miscellaneous. So those are our pieces that we'll use to be able to administer our responsibilities for moving people around.
And this fixes the problem, right? Fixes the problem.
Alderman, I'm sorry, Ms. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Need a new laptop.
Mayor.
Alderman Mayor?
Yes.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderman Barber?
No.
Alderman Nelson?
Yes.
Motion fails due to lack of majority.
Well, this time, Alderman Barber didn't compromise. Don't lay it on.
There you go. Exactly.
I got all night. Right.
In fact, I'm used to going to bed at 3-4 in the morning anyway, so I got a lot longer night.
It's your birthday night.
Yeah. Not tonight, that's tomorrow.
Okay. It's Madam Clerk's birthday night. You gotta get going.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. We'll be here for her birthday.
It's actually Sir John Paul's birthday tonight. Mm. McCarty.
Okay, who's got something else?
Come on, you guys who voted no, come up with your great ideas.
No.
It's the two of you that are problems.
I have never supported this project.
You know,
so who's
going to
compromise?
You have to stop the
talk. Yes.
Yeah, you guys got to stop the site conversations. Mr. Roberto.
Given that the other alternative, if it passes, will end up needing that fourth vote at a future meeting, to be able to have the contingency and address those things, I would encourage someone who voted against this motion, this most recent one for the project that is the 333, the open vestibule, to go ahead and allow that to happen so we can fix the maintenance issues. That's really all this does, with a very minor fixing of the front the front overhang to make it a little more respectable. But in doing that, you're, since it is fairly obvious, there's never going to be four solid votes to add extra money from fund balance to get to 332. I guess I would encourage the alderman to vote for a motion that gets us 333, because those issues for the city hall have to move forward. And, you know, so you can vote, a fourth person can vote for 333 who doesn't want to make sure we go up to here, because you can't all of you vote no for everything, because then I believe you would not be following your responsibility to fix the roof, fix the HVAC, so that we can continue to function in the building. One of these has to happen, which means, since there's not a two-thirds clear majority going forward to get the extra money for the contingency and everything you need for 332, just move 333 forward, and because that is what we need for maintenance.
I was checking the baseball score.
People are asking when construction on 51st across from high school is going to
be. That's the best.
On the agenda.
Ooh, good call.
Thank you.
We're not taking action, so yeah. Okay, who's going to say something?
Based on Mark's advice, I will move it forward. Okay. I do not like it, but I will move it forward.
All right, so the motion is, and we're going to need the city attorney here. This will be the third time that motion comes up, right? So
we could do a reconsideration of the vote on the last motion.
Motion has the same addition as I suggested on the last motion, based upon the alderman specifically said, based upon
Mark
city administrators'
words of
additional
wisdom.
Information.
Okay, so we're back to
option A3.
I
gotta believe it.
Alternative two options.
Third time is always a charm. All right, Madam Clerk, let's circumvent the world here and do a roll.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Was this for? Is this for voting for it? No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Motion carries. Five eyes, one no.
Let me just
no, you don't need to. I love it. You get it.
It's just to get this thing going. I'm not.
You know, in the old days, that wouldn't be to keep it going. That'd be set it up for reconsideration.
Yeah, smart. We'll talk. Yeah.
So anyway, okay, G21, page 335, award contract for the sound system. So, subject to minor corrections by the Director of Administration and the Mayor. It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Please. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
There was a please with that.
Are you annoyed?
I'm on no. I like the sound system. I talk loud enough. I never have a problem with people hearing me. So
all right, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
This is the sound
Alderman
system.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. No absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Item G22 is a capital outlay expenditure from planned spending consideration appropriation. This is a bunch of little stuff.
Here. Is this going to include the street tree budget? Because that also was one of those pending items. So I'll make the motion.
It was my intent to address bringing that in, and I just didn't get that included. Okay. Similarly, we have some replacement iPads for some services that we're doing some additional write-up for to bring to the next meeting when we did that. But prior to your next meeting date, we found out today that there's about a 45% discount in them. So if you could add that one, but also about, because they'd only be $200, so about $1,200 for iPads to replace existing pads for developed services, that would be worth including as well.
So you'd like this motion with the tree and the iPads added to it?
I'm fine with that. I was going to include the trees at the next meeting,
okay,
but we can do it now.
Because they've got to order those if they don't have anything for fall.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's my motion. That. Authorize as stated with the two additional items.
Okay. How much for trees?
It'll be trees as per the budget number already planned for.
Right.
So could I just ask for clarification on the amount that's being approved for the iPads and the trees?
I have no clue.
I thought the budget had $16,000 for trees.
Yes, it did.
$15,000 for trees.
No, $16,000.
Come on.
$16,000.
$1,200.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody's clear as mud. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. G23. We're just streaming along here. Annual market adjustment, wage salary increase for non-rep. Questions or a motion approved?
Motion approved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
carried. That was recommended by the personnel committee last night unanimously.
Personnel. G24 on 363 is a resolution approving VNR NR 208 compliance.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. H1, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion to approve the following city vouchers and ending date of June 14, 2019, the amount of $1,723,496.97. A payroll dated June 7th, 2019, the amount of $373,717.07 in payments for various payroll deductions, and the amount of $201,683 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll of June 21st, estimated at $387,000, payments for the various payroll deductions, and the amount of estimated $399,000 plus city matching payments and property tax settlements for the ending date of June 14th at $1,604,541.09, and authorization to release escrow amount to be determined to the winning bidder of the Pleasant View Park Pavilion, and release of the 2019 Civic Celebrations deposits and prepayments of $101,500.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor? Roll call.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
I thought it was a one-time thing that this was going to go ahead of like.
Just vote.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm? Aye. Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge?
Aye.
Item, motion carries, 6 items. No loans, no absent, no extensions, and I suppose we'll do item.
I'm going to request that it's out of order next time, so you'll have to call. You may have to stick around, because I'm going to. All right, so we have.
I request to take the first item separately.
Sure, no problem. We take that now, Your Honor.
Okay. Item 1.
Motion to approve.
Can you steal the fireworks?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Madam Clerk. I should have just done that.
Right, yeah.
I'll learn one of these days.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Dandridge?
Aye.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions.
All right, this item will be addressed by Alderman Wilhelm.
Rick and Lowell, LLC, approve conditional on a special use application, Glenn. This is for you.
Glenn.
A conditional on a special use application and special use approval verification from staff by September 30th, 2019, and verification by the district alderperson to the clerk's office for bridge safety improvements based off the June photos on file in the clerk's office.
And just for those up here besides the three on licensing, the applicant brought his attorney, which always tells me that something's up when you bring your attorney, because you're trying to get out of doing something. So we held his feet to the fire, and hopefully this is corrected for the residents that live in that area.
If people are even wondering what this is all about, it's about the health and safety of the people who live on the opposite side of that bridge. We can't get a fire truck across that bridge.
Yeah, we got a damaged
fire truck. We can barely get an ambulance across.
Yeah, so we
took, and this guy's being, I'm sorry, but he's being damn irresponsible and reckless. Sorry.
Yeah, so we took care of that. Okay, so here we go. So you got... extraordinary event, approve. Pang and Robin, approve. Val Strait, approve the letter. Franklin Newton Lyons, approve. Creation Societies, approve pending inspection. And then Just Fun and Games, approve. On page two, all are approved except for Grammel, which is a hold for appearance. Christina Grammel. On page three, hold for appearance on Rodriguez, and the rest are all approved except for Farrell, third from the bottom. That's also a hold for appearance. City clerk's shaking her head at me. Sandy?
Madam Clerk.
Joshua Farrell had nothing new since his last application. What appeared to look different was he was in the batch of the first background checks that our office started doing, and we did them the long way.
Okay.
We added all the charges in there. He has been getting a license for
approved after
his last conviction.
Based on what the clerk's clarification on that, we will, motion would be to approve that, which we have to vote on yet. Okay, so on page four then, and I love the fact that there are page numbers now, thank you very much. The first three are approved, then you have a hold for appearance, which is Rita Heishman. The rest are all approved. And on page five, all approved. That's the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, even though that was a less than stellar vote. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.